Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today is Tuesday, October 21st. I'm Megan Lynch. At a time when grocery prices are at an all-time high, those receiving SNAP benefits in Missouri won't get any for food money in November because of the government shutdown. Additionally, due to the Trump administration cuts, Missouri lost nearly 1.6 million pounds of food aid. In March, 124 scheduled deliveries to food banks in the state were canceled because of the cuts. That's according to USDA data. Food banks are considered the safety net, but Heather Collier with the Southeast Missouri Food Bank expects coming changes to SNAP to increase the number of Missourians who don't qualify for federal assistance but struggle to reliably access nutritious food.
We're in a situation where your family tomorrow may face a medical bill which could break the bank. That's what it comes down to. That's what this shutdown is about.
On the Senate floor, Dick Durbin says Democrats believe Republicans should help them, should help families across America, in some cases facing dire circumstances if their health care premiums double.
October 27th is a day of reckoning in Illinois for people who are policyholders there. It's going to happen across the United States. It's a policy they created on the Republican side, and we should work with them to change it. The sooner, the better.
Durbin says the shutdown is about health care. Democrats want to ensure Americans avoid a 114% spike in their insurance premiums, but Republicans, they say, won't even talk to them. In fact, most of them are on vacation. Has the federal government shutdown affected Missouri's flu shot supply?
Missouri state epidemiologist Dr. George Cherbalidze says there's no indication so far of any issues with flu vaccine supply or manufacturing.
Because of federal government shutdown, we don't have exact numbers on how many flu vaccines being distributed or administered. That creates a little bit of delay, and hopefully as soon as the federal government reopens, we can have more updated numbers regarding how flu vaccination going this year.
Dr. Cherbalidze tells Missouri Net only about 45% of eligible Americans got the flu shot last year. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
You see orange cones on the highway and you have to slow down a little bit. I want to say I'm sorry, not really sorry though, because it is about building the future of the state.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker in the Metro East touting the Rebuild Illinois program, and one of the towns benefiting, Fairmount City, population less than 3,000.
Governor Pritzker says this wasn't about rectifying the shortcomings of Illinois' past.
Illinois has undertaken a full-scale modernization of infrastructure systems across the state. Rebuild Illinois has put tens of thousands of people to work, building 21,000 lane miles of roads so far, more than 800 bridges so far, along with Riverport and early childhood centers.
And improvements to school classrooms, airports, bike lanes, crime labs, rail stations.
Improvements are underway to major streets and corridors in Fairview Heights, in Granite City, in Cahokia Heights, in Belleville.
But Pritzker says there's more work that needs to be done. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The latest fundraising numbers are painting a picture of next year's key Democratic primaries. According to Missouri Scout, the biggest story is in the St. Louis County executive's race, where incumbent Sam Page is trailing challenger Brian Williams by more than 2-1 in cash on hand. The reports also highlight a competitive race to replace term-limited State Senator Carla May. While Steve Butz has a large cash advantage, Missouri Scout notes that former Representative Gina Mitten has a potential edge as the only woman currently in the primary. St. Louis Public Schools have a new superintendent.
I want all of you to know that I have no illusions about the challenges that we face today.
Along with introducing Dr. Myra Berry as their new leader, school board president Dr. Karen Collins Adams says they are hopeful a couple of schools closed due to tornado damage could reopen after winter recess.
Maybe three or four schools that we could open hopefully before January.
However, Collins Adams did not provide details about which schools they had their eye on. Also lacking in details, what specifically led to now former superintendent Dr. Millicent Borichetti's removal on Friday and how much her severance was. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. In Arnold Monday, they cut the ribbon on the St. Louis region's latest coffee chain, Seven Brew Coffee. It officially opens next week on Jeffco Boulevard, where Long John Silver's used to be.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.